The Voyages of Dr. Dolittle by Hugh Lofting. The Prologue. All that I have written so far about Dr. Dolittle I heard long after it happened, from those who had known him. Indeed, a great deal of it took place before I was born. But I now come to set down that part of the great man's life which I myself saw and took part in. Many years ago the doctor gave me permission to do this, but we were both of us so busy then voyaging around the world, having adventures and filling notebooks full of natural history, that I never seemed to get time to sit down and write of our doings. Now, of course, when I am quite an old man, my memory isn't so good any more. But whenever I am in doubt and have to hesitate and think, I always ask Polynesia the parrot. That wonderful bird, she is now nearly 250 years old, sits on the top of my desk, usually humming sailor songs to herself, while I write this book. And, as everyone who ever met her knows, Polynesia's memory is the most marvelous memory in the world. If there is any happening I am not quite sure of, she is always able to put me right, to tell me exactly how it took place, who was there, and everything about it. In fact, sometimes I almost think I ought to say that this book was written by Polynesia instead of me. Very well, then, I will begin. And first of all, I must tell you something about myself, and how I came to meet the doctor. Part 1. The Cobbler's Son. My name was Tommy Stubbins, son of Jacob Stubbins, the cobbler of Puddleby-on-the-Marsh, and I was 9 and a half.